please, or... okay, we can start. Yes, please, if I can have everybody's attention and ask everybody to get seated. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you all in the room and all those who are following us around the world for the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. Just a few words of explanation at the beginning. This commemoration is taking place in a hybrid mode, so we have many people who are connected and follow us from far, and I would like to thank them and you all for being with us today for this important ceremony. Interpretation is available today in English and French, and I would like to thank the interpreters who are assisting us today. And I would like now to start this important ceremony. 78 years ago, the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp was liberated. This symbolic date reminds us of the abhorrent crimes committed by the Nazis against 6 million Jews and also Roma and Sinti people, people with disabilities, and many others who died at the hands of this brutal regime. The theme for today's Holocaust education and remembrance is home and belonging. It highlights the humanity of the Holocaust victims and survivors who had their homes and sense of belonging ripped from them by the perpetrators of the genocide. Let's start this ceremony with a piece of music from our ensemble, who is going to interpret Lullaby by Gideon Klein, a musician that perished in a Nazi concentration camp.